السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla that today we continue with Surah Al-Fatir, chapter number 35 and verses 40 to verse 45. Insha'Allah Al-Aziz, today with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, we will complete Surah Fatir. To recap our previous lesson, Almighty Allah said, get involved in a business. What is the business, Ya Allah? Inna alladhina yatluna kitab Allah. That recite the Quran Sharif, learn it, practice on it, propagate it, invite towards it, and establish the salah. And that is, we read ourselves, make others read. Spend in the path of Almighty Allah on ourselves, on our family, and to help the poor and needy. Sirraw wa alaniya. Discreetly, privately, publicly. Yarujuna tijaratan lan tabur. You must, they who have the firm conviction that this is such a trade, such a bargain, such a business, lan tabur. It will never perish. It's a win-win situation, success in this world and the year after. Allah Jalla wa Ala conferred His bounties, favors upon us. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِ. Some of them, they make zulm upon themselves, they oppress themselves. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِد. Some of them, they try their level best, but they slip here and there. And then the other group, they always in the first row. But Allah Jalla wa Ala forgives all three groups. Allah gives them Jannah and Paradise. The bracelets made of gold and rubies, and the clothing made of silver. All that permissible, and there are no restrictions in Jannah and Paradise. When they enter Jannat and Paradise, what will they say? Alhamdulillahi alladhi adhaba anna al-hazan. All praise is due to Almighty Allah who removed from us the sadness and grief. Inna rabbana laghafurun shakur. Verily Allah is of forgiving. Second meaning, ghafur, Allah conceals and covers all our vices. Sattar al-uyub, sattar al-zunub. He knows our faults, our shortcomings, our vices, but He covers it. And shakur, Allah Ta'ala all appreciating. And Allah Ta'ala not only all appreciating, but multiplies all the good deeds, many, many fold, many multiple fold. So that is shakur. And remember, the non-Muslims dispatched to Jahannam, they'll be crying, weeping, sobbing, begging Allah, we want to come back to this world. But alas, nothing will happen. وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. You continue tasting the punishment of the fire. ذُوقُوا, Quran says here. And what will be that punishment? فَذُوقُوا فَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. For these people, the mushrikeen, kafirin, munafikeen, there won't be anyone to assist them, help them. So beg Allah, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الكفر والشرك والنفاق. Ya Allah, protect us from kufr and blasphemy, والشرك and polytheism, and nifaqi and hypocrisy. Today's lesson, chapter 35, Surah Fatir, verses 40 to 45. قُلْ Say Ya Rasulallah, Habibana Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ara'aytum, what do you see? Do you see that, O people? Ara'aytum shuraka'akum alladheen. Do you see your partners? Shuraka, plural of sharik. Where are your partners? You said these are the partners of God, these are the associates, this is the son of God, this is the father, brother. Where are all of them? Shuraka'akum alladheena tad'oona min dunillah. That you were calling them besides Allah. You were worshipping them besides Allah. You see the mushrikeen, idol worshippers. Aruni, so show me, maadha khalaqu, what did they create? All of them put together in the universe, in the entire creation, they didn't create a single thing. Almighty Allah created the entire universe, the entire cosmos, everything and everybody created by Him, wahdahu la sharika lahu, alone by Almighty Allah. Maadha khalaqu min al-ard, in the land, sand, what did they create? Am lahum shirkun fi sama, or are they partners with Allah in the skies, in the celestial creation? So what did they do in the celestial, terrestrial creation? Absolutely nothing, zilch, zero. So when they did nothing, then how come you are so foolish, you such an idiot, that you still worshipping them? So that is Allah now telling our minds, that stimulating our mind. Start thinking positively. Don't just carry on worshipping what your forefathers did. Am ataynahum kitaba. Oh, what, did we give them a book? Did we give them a constitution? Fahum ala bayyinatin min, so that they have some true evidence, they have some clear-cut proof. No, there's no book, there's no proof, they have nothing. They're just worshipping what their forefathers used to do. Bab dada em karta huta. Okay, the old for people did this, so we are following herd mentality. Bal nay iya idu zalimuna ba'aduhum ba'adan illa ghurura. Nay. The truth of the matter is, these zalims, these mushrikeen, idol worshippers, the Buddhas, the Hindus, the Christians, all come in there. So remember that they are what? That they are just giving one another promises. بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضٌ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. But these promises are promises of deception. And you know the Jutlas, the Jews, they say that everybody else is Gentile, Goyim, and they are the selected and chosen people of God. Well, we told them that they're not the selected and chosen people of Allah. They are the cursed people of Allah. Allah says, chapter 7, verse 167, Allah will continue punishing them, may yasumuhum su al adab, ila yawm al qiyamati may yasumuhum su al adab, that till day of justice, Allah will continue punishing them. Sometime through Hitler, sometime through Hamas, sometime through your animals, reptiles, gecko, so many things going on. So because Allah Ta'ala is showing humanity that these people are the killers and murderers of prophets and messengers. They are the murderers of children and babies. So therefore their promises also are based on deception. Allah Jalla Wala is stimulating our mind. Every one of us goes out and we see from our windows daytime that we see the blue sky, we see the white clouds, we see the glory, the beauty of the sun. Inna Allah yumsiku samawati wal ard. Verily Almighty Allah, He withholds the heavens, the celestial creation, wal arda, and the land and sand, terrestrial creation, antazula, that they start falling down, collapsing to pieces. Who's holding the sky? Bighayri amarin tarawnaha. There is no column, there is no pillar, nothing there to hold it there. So do we understand the majesty, sovereignty, authority of Almighty Allah? Look at the land, 4 million people assembled in Arafat, 1992 Hajj. And it's not like a seesaw, the one side goes down and the other side comes up. That's a different issue. Sometime Allah Ta'ala sends a tsunami, sends an earthquake, Almighty Allah sends the hurricanes. That is Qudratullah, that is the power of Allah. Sunnatullah is the system of Allah. Everything will work in harmony. Wala in zalata ala sabilil farz. hypothetically, for argument's sake, if the heavens and the earth have to collapse, have to crash and collapse, in amsakahuma min ahadim min ba'di, then none of you remember the creation, can hold it and control it min ba'di after him. So only Almighty Allah alone exclusively, he is controlling the heavens and the earth and the entire universe and creation. And there's not 1 second delay, whether it's sunrise, whether it's sunset, whether it's the 14th moon or whether it's the 13th moon. So everything so beautiful, remember, that is Kudrat ka Karishma. So we must look at it that way there, and then we will understand the beauty of Quran, Sunnah, and so forth and so on. So that is what Allah is teaching us. Innahu kana haliman ghafura. Verily, He Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is Halim. My mother's name Halima. Your father's name Halim, Abdul Halim. So what does it mean? It means the one who is very, very patient, enduring. This is one of the attributes of Allah. You can say Halim or Abdul Halim. For a lady Halima, Halima Sa'diya, one of the murdi'a, the ladies who gave milk and breastfed the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See how honorable she became. And when she took the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah, now she's going to Taif and beyond Taif. That Sa'diya, the Qabila is Sa'd. That if you go from Makkah, you travel to Taif, from Taif you go further on, they stayed there, Qabila Sa'd, Sa'diya. So anyway, remember that. So what happens? That now they're overtaking all the animals and camels. People ask her, oh, Halima Sa'diya, did you change your means of conveyance, your transport, because she was coming out last? She said, no. The marqab, the animal is the same. The raqib has changed. Subhanallah. Who's the raqib? The Master, alayhi salatu salam, is with. And the barakah of the Master. This is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an infant. And already she realized, inna lahu lashan. He has great status and magnificent rank by Almighty Allah jalla wa ala. So that we need to understand the glory and beauty. Innahu kana haliman ghafura. Very, very patient, all forgiving. These hypocrites, these non-Muslims, they will always try and use their own tactics. And what is their tactics? False oath. Al-yameenul ghamus. Yameenul ghamus means you know something is a lie, but you come with big, big oaths. Billahi, wallahi, tallahi, and all that. So you say, no, I take this qasam, I take this oath. Wa aqsamu. So the non-Muslims, they come to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the Muslims, and they take an oath, wa aqsamu billah, jahada imanim. That is jahada imanim. Big, big oath. And lies, fabrications, and inventions. La in ja'ahum nadir, if it comes to them a warner with love and so forth, then what will they do? Then they will change their life. So how will they change their life? See, Almighty Allah says that this is what they say they will do. That they will be the ones, jahada aymanim, la in ja'ahum nadir. That if a warner with compassion comes to them, then now they took the big, big oath, la yakununna ahada. Then they will be the most guided of people, min ihdal umam, compared to everybody else and all the nations and generations. So see what big, big claims they made. We will be the most guided amongst all the nations and people. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ نَذِيرٌ. Hence now the warner comes to them. With love and compassion, a messenger, a prophet comes to them, selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people. What was their response? مَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورًا. It did not increase in them, but hatred, enmity, animosity. So I told you before that when you see that small noon, then what you call it? Noon qutni, how the material fabric. Remember, you join and attach it, so similarly you join in the words. Ma zadahum illa nufura. So they remember that Almighty Allah states, it didn't increase in them, but their hatred increased. Now they make sarcastic remarks and so forth. Why the hatred increases? Nufur and istikbaran fil ard. Remember, because of their pride and arrogance on this earth. What is the definition of istikbar, pride? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, batarul haq. You're not prepared to accept the truth. You see? You say that no, that what you are saying is wrong, what I'm saying is right. But deep down, you know what we're saying is the truth. وَغَمْتُ النَّاسِ You consider yourself superior and you consider other people inferior. Who are you to come and tell me? So that was the downfall of Iblis and Lucifer. Aba wastakbara. You see? So istikbar is the masdar, the verbal noun. So Aba, he defied the command of Allah. Wastakbara, he was too proud and arrogant. Wakana min al-kafirin. He was from the disbelievers. So that are the points that you should take into cognizance and remember it. So here we see istikbaran fil ardi wa makara sayyi, and plotting with the evil, plotting, planning, scheming. So for the enemies, what they do, they want, they are so-called enemies. So they are so-called enemies of Muslims, they plot this, they scheme this, like the Jutlas, the apartheid Nazi regime. You see that how they are plotting, planning against the Muslims, steal their land, steal their mosque, steal their gardens, steal everything. So that is how they behave. But the time will come. وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ سَيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِ. So remember that this مَكْرُ سَيِّئُ, that this plotting and planning of these people, لَا يَحِيقُ, it will not surround and not be effective, إِلَّا بِأَهْلِ, except against themselves. You know, in Arabic we got a proverb, then you will understand it. مَنْ حَفَرَ حُفْرَةً لِأَخِي. When you dig a hole for your brother, waqa fiha. It's not a hadith, it's a proverb. It means then you fall inside. So wala yahiqul makru sayyu illa bi ahli. They're plotting, planning all this, but you will see it will boomerang on them. Easy example for you. It will resonate with you, and that is the vaccine. They said every person must be vaccinated, South Africa said, this minister said, that minister said, that president said, that we will give the majority. They couldn't even come to halfway if you look at it. And now millions and millions of dollars gone to waste, millions of rains gone to waste, millions of vaccines gone to waste. That is our country, a sad, sad state of affairs. So it will fall on you, and you will be found guilty. So Allah Ta'ala has a system. That system is called Sunnatullah. فَهَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ. So what are they waiting? إِلَّا سُنَّةُ الْأَوَلِينَ. So for the people of the past, that meaning that they are waiting for them in the sense that this is the custody. فَهَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا سُنَّةُ الْأَوَلِينَ. So when people die, then they're taken into custody and then the court case. So in this world, are they waiting now? Except what was the habit and what happened to the previous generations? That they were enjoying themselves. Death came, then taken to custody. And there in custody, they know we failed the test, because they can see Jahannam, and they know that will be their place. When person passes away with Iman and Islam, the fragrance of Jannah, the perfume of Jannah all comes there. So he or she knows they're going to enter Jannah with the grace and mercy of Allah. فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. You will never find a change in the system of Allah, tabdila, in quality. وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. You will never find a change of Almighty Allah in quantity. So quality also, quantity also, everything is perfect. Allah Ta'ala created the sun once, the moon once, the stars once, all. And see, they all functioning. And with peace and harmony. But when we go out, then remember that we want to show this one and show that one and so forth. Instead of we getting changed, we got worse. You must remember that. Because we feel we can get away with our vices and sins. Allah protect us all. أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Why don't they travel on this earth? When they travel on this earth, not just for touring and, you know, and enjoyment, nay, to take ibra and lesson. فَيَنْظُرُوا, then see. كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. What was the consequences, the end result of those people before them? وَكَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. And the people of the previous generations, the nations of the past, they were stronger than them, mightier than them, with their own hands. They would carve out the mountain, build houses. وَتَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا فَارِهِينَ. So today when we want to build a house, we must have plans, we must have architect, we must have builder, we must have this one, that one. So all those things there. And remember, one is missing, then we will not be able to continue in this world. But yeah, remember, Allah is informing us, وَكَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنُمْ قُوَّةً. The previous nations, generations were much stronger than you. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعْجِزَهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهُ. If you only understood the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the Quran, I'm translating it two separate ways, both are correct. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعْجِزَهُ. And none of them can escape, remember, لِيُعْجِزَهُ, to escape from Almighty Allah, مِنْ شَيْءٍ, the slightest but, فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, nor in the skies and nor in the heaven. So that is how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala explains to us here, that they cannot escape. And second translation, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعْجِزَهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. That Almighty Allah is teaching us, they cannot frustrate the plan of Almighty Allah. So لِيُعْجِزَهُ, to escape and to frustrate, both translations. Nor in the heavens, nor in the skies, and not the slightest, but also مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَلِيمًا قَدِيرًا. Verily, O Allah, so you are the one that's Alim, all-knowing, and you are Qadir, that you are all-wise. So, Aliman, Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing, and Qadira, all, remember, able, capable of doing everything. And Hakim means all-wise. So yes, Aliman, all-knowing, Qadira, all-powerful, and all-doing, and so forth. See, Abdul Qadir, the slave of the one who does. And Qadir, all the time he's doing, remember, that he's got the power to do it. Me and you, we have power sometimes, some places, then finish. Allah is always, all times, all circumstances. In the ending, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, pacifies us, consoles us, that, oh human being, that I made you the masterpiece. And, walau yu'akhidhullahu an-nas, if, hypothetically, Almighty Allah to punish people, bima kasabu, same time a person commits a sin, Allah punishes that person there. So what will happen is, that Almighty Allah is warning us, walau yu'akhidhullahu an-nas, then bima kasabu, what they are earning. So it means, what you are getting in this life, the good, bad, good, bad, happy, sad, everything. So if Allah Ta'ala had to punish us because of what we earned, the sins and the vices, مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ذُهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَ, then Allah should not leave on the surface of this earth, مِنْ دَابَ, any creation. Everybody should perish. وَلَاكِ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. But Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, He keeps on. So delaying for us to a fixed time, that gives us more opportunities, more occasions to be repent, make tawbah, turn a better person. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ. And when it is their time, the ending time, فَلَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً. So Allah Ta'ala will not. So, عَلَىٰ ذَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ وَلَاكِ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. So Allah Ta'ala does not, you must remember, delay, that Allah Ta'ala delays it for a certain time. But when that certain time comes, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ. So when that certain time comes, then Quran says other places, فَلَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ مِنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala does not delay it, Allah does not bring it forward. Everything happens on that appointed time. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ بَصِيرًا. Almighty Allah is all observing, all seeing over His servants. Allah accept the this surah, Fatir. Allah accept us to make khidmat of Quran Sharif. Sunnah Mubaraka, Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim must not be only to complete the Quran Sharif. That's a great honor. But the aim should be to finish our life right till the last breath in the service of Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubaraka. Allah accept us all. Allah waj'alna min al-maqbooleen. Allah reward our parents, our teachers, and the entire ummah. Ameen. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.